For this Friday, April 10th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A woman previously arrested on drug charges in Posey County is now facing additional charges in Evansville. Police say officers searched a home on Lodge Avenue on Wednesday evening where they discovered a clear bag containing a brown powder inside a dresser. Authorities say the substance tested positive for fentanyl. 26-year-old Mariah Kemp is now charged with dealing cocaine along with maintaining a common nuisance. Court records show Kemp was arrested in February on similar charges, including drug possession and maintaining a common nuisance. At the time, she had been released from jail on bond. On Thursday, a petition was filed to revoke or increase that bond. It has now been set at $30,000 cash. The Bureau of Motor Vehicles branch in Mount Vernon is preparing to move to a new location later this month. Officials say the current office on North Main Street will close at the end of the day on April 24th. The branch is set to reopen April 29th at its new location on West 4th Street. When it reopens, customers will notice some improvements. The branch will stay open an extra hour on Wednesdays and Fridays, and an additional customer service station will be available. Drivers who need BMV services during the transition period between April 24th and April 29th are advised to visit branches in Poseyville or Evansville. The United Way of Posey County has announced that applications are now being accepted for the Elizabeth D. Beyer Youth Spirit Award for 2026. The award, in the amount of $1,000, is given annually to a high school junior who resides in Posey County and who is involved in community activities in Posey County. This award was created back in September 2007 in honor of Elizabeth D. Beyer's 25th anniversary as Executive Director of the United Way of Posey County. Funding for the award is obtained entirely through private donations. An applicant for the award must be a Posey County resident, but may attend high school in Posey, Gibson, or Vandenberg counties, or may also be homeschooled. Applicants for this year's award must currently be in their junior year in high school and a member of the graduating class of 2027. Applications for the award have been mailed to schools, churches, clubs, and civic organizations. The application is also available on the United Way website at unitedwayposeycounty.org. The University of Evansville is expanding opportunities for students in its Master of Science in Athletic Training program. Beginning in the 2026-27 academic year, the University of Virginia Athletics Department will serve as a new immersive clinical site. The partnership will give students hands-on experience within a nationally recognized athletics program while reinforcing the university's focus on combining classroom learning with real-world training. A UE alum, Mitsu Edo, now an assistant athletic trainer at the University of Virginia, helped establish the partnership. She works with both men's and women's track and field and cross-country teams. With the addition, the program now offers clinical placements at six universities, including the University of Florida, Vanderbilt University, the University of Missouri, Southern Illinois University, Carbondale, and Murray State University. University officials say the partnerships highlight a continued commitment to preparing students for successful careers in athletic training. Last night in local high school sports, Mount Vernon baseball won at home versus Boonville 5-3. The Wildcats improved to 4-1 of the season. North Posey baseball breezed past Tell City at home 11-0. The Vikings are 3-2 overall. Mount Vernon softball was able to squeak by Boonville at home 2-1 in 8 innings. Wildcats softball is still undefeated on the year as they are 5-0. North Posey softball got shut out at Gibson Southern 3-0. Vikings softball is 4-2 on the year. In Major League Baseball on Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals did not play. They start a three-game series at home with the Boston Red Sox tonight at 7:15. The Cardinals are 7-5 overall. The Chicago Cubs also had yesterday off. They welcome the Pittsburgh Pirates of Chicago this afternoon at 1:20. The Cubs are 6-6 on the year. After winning five straight games, the Cincinnati Reds have now lost back-to-back games as they got beat in Miami by the Marlins 8-1. The Reds fall to 8-5 on the season. Cincinnati is back at home tonight as they begin a series versus the Los Angeles Angels at 5:45. The Chicago White Sox started their series in Kansas City with a win over the Royals 2-0. The White Sox improved to 5-8 and continue their series at the Royals tonight at 6:40. From the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers got a road win at the Brooklyn Nets 123-94. The Pacers led 63-37 at halftime and had seven different players score in double figures. Indiana was led by Obi Toppin off the bench with 26 points, and Micah Potter had a double-double with 18 points and 14 rebounds. The Pacers improved to 19-61 and have two games left in the season. They play again this evening at home versus the Philadelphia 76ers at 6:30 and then close the year on Sunday at home versus the Detroit Pistons at 5 o'clock. That's news and sports for this Friday, April 10th. We are keeping you informed at all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jeff Rebman reporting for Posey County Radio News. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend.